مدینے کے شام و سحر دیکھتے ہیں، مدینے کے شام و سحر دیکھتے ہیں، جسے آپ کا با خبر دیکھتے ہیں، جسے آپ کا با خبر دیکھتے ہیں، اسے غیر سے بے خبر دیکھتے ہیں، اسے غیر سے بے خبر دیکھتے ہیں، مدینے کے شام و سحر دیکھتے ہیں، غلامی سے تیری غلاموں کا رتبہ، غلامی سے تیری غلاموں کا رتبہ، ملائک سے بھی فوق تر دیکھتے ہیں، ملائک سے بھی فوق تر دیکھتے ہیں، مدینے کے شام و سحر دیکھتے ہیں، تجلی ہے جو سبز گنبد پہ ہر دم، تجلی ہے جو سبز گنبد پہ ہر دم، اسے رشک شمس و قمر دیکھتے ہیں، اسے رشک شمس و قمر دیکھتے ہیں، مدینے کے شام و سحر دیکھتے ہیں، مدینے کا جغرافیہ دیکھ کر ہم، مدینے کا جغرافیہ دیکھ کر ہم، عجب حال قلب و جگر دیکھتے ہیں، عجب حال قلب و جگر دیکھتے ہیں، تصور میں آتا ہے جب سبز گنبد، تصور میں آتا ہے جب سبز گنبد، تو ایمان کو گرم تر دیکھتے ہیں، تو ایمان کو گرم تر دیکھتے ہیں، بفرت محبت بشوق نظر ہم، بفرت محبت بشوق نظر ہم، مدینے کے دیوار و در دیکھتے ہیں، مدینے کے دیوار و در دیکھتے ہیں، مدینے کے شام و سحر دیکھتے ہیں، ابو بکر و فاروق عثمان و حیدر، ابو بکر و فاروق عثمان و حیدر، تصور میں ہم ان کے گھر دیکھتے ہیں، تصور میں ہم ان کے گھر دیکھتے ہیں، جو روزے پہ حاضر صلاتی ہوئے ہیں، جو روزے پہ حاضر صلاتی ہوئے ہیں، جو روزے پہ حاضر صلاتی ہوئے ہیں، تو پندار زیرو زبر دیکھتے ہیں، تو پندار زیرو زبر دیکھتے ہیں، جو جالی پہ صلی علی کہہ رہے ہیں، جو جالی پہ صلی علی کہہ رہے ہیں، اے اختر انہیں چشم تر دیکھتے ہیں، اے اختر انہیں چشم تر دیکھتے ہیں، یہ آہ سحر کا اثر دیکھتے ہیں، مدینے کے شام و سحر دیکھتے ہیں، جسے آپ کا با خبر دیکھتے ہیں، اسے غیر سے بے خبر دیکھتے ہیں، یہ آہ سحر کا اثر دیکھتے ہیں، مدینے کے شام و سحر دیکھتے ہیں. صلی اللہ.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفی، اما بعد. These are the words of our illustrious Dada Sheikh Hazrat Arif Billah Rumi Zamana Tabrizi Dora Shah Walana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullah Ali. Allah, what love these people had in their hearts for Sayyidina Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala bless us even with an iota of it. InshaAllah, kaam ban jayega. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says in Quran Sharif that undoubtedly for you in the lifestyle of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the most beautiful way of life to follow. But for those people who have made Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala their objective and who have made the day of Qiyamah their focus, that they realize the object and the purpose of living. And if it wasn't for Sayyidina Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then what would we have known what is life? We wouldn't have known what is it to live. We wouldn't have known what it is to die. Sayyidina Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us the rights of neighbors, the rights of parents, the rights of children, the rights of elders, the rights of youngsters. Everything. Where in the abyss or in the doldrums of insanity humanity was going, and there came the light of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, وَالْتُحَى, the light of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which illuminated the world. So in that love, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself says, that لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُكُمْ حَتَّى أَكُونَ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْمِ وَالِدِهِ وَوَلَدِهِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ أو كما قال Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that your iman cannot be perfect if Sayyidina Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is not more beloved to a person than his parents, than his offspring, and than whatever he possesses. So in that love, imagine these awliya of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, what love that they had for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi says, Ya aahe sahar ka asar dekhte hain, Madine ke shaam o sahar dekhte hain. Ya aahe sahar, that in the morning, waking up for tahajjud, sacrificing the warm bed, and making wudu, standing up in the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, taking the deep sigh, and begging Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, that when can we reach Madina Sharif? In another poem, Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah Alayhi said that kab laayegi meri aahe, when will my sigh bring fruit? When will it come to fruition that I can again be in Madina Sharif? I can go back to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Our beloved Shaykh says so beautifully that we always going for Hajj and Umrah. Let us one time make a safar with this sole intention that I'm going to meet Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What's it, I'll make Umrah. We are always doing that, we are going for Umrah. And what's it, we'll go and meet Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We are in Makkah Sharif, we'll travel to Madina Sharif. Yeah, that let us go that on a special safar, special that I'm going to make salam, I'm going into the presence of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I will be there, what's it, I'll go and make Umrah as well. So yeah, aye sahar ka asar dekhte, now the effect of that yearning, of that sigh, that cold sigh in the morning, in loneliness, in solitude, begging from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala accepts the dua, and then we are Madina ke sham o sahar dekhte hai. Yeah, we are in Madina Sharif. Now we are seeing the morning, we are seeing the evening of Madina Sharif. What a beautiful sunrise, what a beautiful sunset. And what? Madina Sharif, it's got its value because of Sayyidina Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, everything is the creation of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the arsh, the kursi, everything creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That our iman, that the sand, the mubarak sand, which is touching the kafan of the blessed, mubarak body of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, enjoy the rank and the status higher than the arsh and the kursi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this heart going out all the time, that, oh Allah, when can I go to Madinah Sharif? When can I reach there? Now a person is there. This is the effect that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah sees the love of a person, the yearning of a person, وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيبُ, that person who yearns and wishes to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens up the doors, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the means for him to reach his object. Like that, here a person is yearning that, oh Allah, when will I reach Madinah Sharif? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes him reach there. Now we are seeing the sunrise, now we are seeing the sunset, we are seeing the environment of Madinah Sharif. And then, Hazrullah rahmatullah alayhi says, jise aapka ba-khabar dekhte hai, usse ghair se be-khabar dekhte hai. Oh Allah, that person that we see, who is blessed with your love, that person who is immersed in your love, we see that he is only concerned about you. Now, he's got time. Let me go into the masjid. Let me make some tilawat of Quran Sharif. Let me make some zikr. He's only concerned with you. And usse ghair se bekhabar dekhte hai. That was everything else that is besides you. We see that he's not worried about it. What is happening in the political world? What is happening in the commercial world? What is happening in sports? What is happening on holidays? And that all these things don't interest him. That we say that, what has gone wrong? You know, we used to sit together on a Saturday afternoon, we used to watch sports, and now the person is gone for gasht. Now he's gone into the masjid. Now he's gone to do some relief work. So that person who became connected with you, O Allah, we see that he's only concerned with you. His only object is you. But everything else, sort of he's disinclined towards anything which does not concern you, which does not take him nearer to you. Thereafter, Hazrat Rahmatullah says, غلامی سے تیری غلامی کا غلاموں کا رتبہ ملائک سے بھی فوق تر دیکھتے ہیں. That, oh Allah, that person who has handed himself over to you, that person who has become your slave, that person who is a servant, who is your servant, because of servitude, he is a servant because of the servitude that he has given to you, we see that now his rank is far more than the malaika. That the same insan that malaika had objected, so to say, not objected, who can object to the command and decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but put this argument forward that, oh Allah, are you going to create an insan, are you going to bring about a creation that is going to wreak havoc on the face of the earth, is going to spill bloodshed, corruption, etc. Aren't we enough for you? وَنَحْنُ نُصَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكُ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكُ. We are always engaged, you created us for your ibadah, that is what we are engaged in. We are making your tasbih, we are making your taqdees, glorifying you and hymning your praises all the time. Now what the need of this insan? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that you do not have knowledge of that which I have. Now when malaika see this insan, that with all his lafras, that he's got to pay rent, he's got to look after the family, he's got to go to work, he's got to do this, what all his responsibilities, still he builds that bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Still only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is his object. Now they see that this is the same insan regarding whom we said that he's going to spread corruption, he's going to spill blood, he's going to do this. Is this the same insan? Now we see his rank and his status is far higher than even the malaika, even the angels. And what to say about Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Now on the night of Mi'raj, where the companion from the start of the journey, right till the heavens, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, and then Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam says that, oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now you go further. Now if I go further, even the breath of a hair, I will be burned to ashes. Now it is only your position, now only you can go ahead. So we see that insan, now what rank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed him with. Usse malaik se bhi foktar dekhte. We see that this insan now has reached a stage even higher than the angels. تجلی جو ہے سبز گنبد پہ ہر دم اسے رشک شمس و قمر دیکھتے ہیں. That the effulgent nur, the focus of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is always on the green dome of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the mubarak tomb of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we see that what is the brilliance of the sun? What is the moon? The sahabi says that I was sitting once in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I looked at the moon. Then I looked at the Mubarak countenance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then I looked at the moon, and then again at Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and trying to come to a conclusion that who is more handsome, who is more, and then I came to the conclusion that the moon has got marks in it. My Sayyidina Rasulullah, the Mubarak countenance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, far outsmarts and far outshines the moon. What is the moon? Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala says that ma madahtu, that how can I praise Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with my words, my poetry and his ash'ar? How can I praise Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? I cannot beautify Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But in fact, my words are getting beauty by taking the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The ash'ar that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded him to read, that I am reading in praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My words are getting beauty because of taking the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being elevated by my words. We read one durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses a person with 10 nekis, elevates his status at 10 levels in Jannah, fulfills 10 of his needs of this dunya, and so many other benefits. So by reading durood and by taking name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, praising Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are the beneficiaries. As our Hazrat Allah always teaches us, that when we read, when Allah commands us in the Quran Sharif, Inna Allahu wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'ala an-nabi, that Allah and malaika are sending durood and salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh believers, you also send durood, you also send salawat. Then what do we say? Allahumma salli. That, oh Allah, our tongues are not fit for it. That we tell lies, we swear, we make backbite. These dirty tongues, how can we even take, we're not even fit to take the name of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But this is your fadl, this is your karam of Allah upon us. Now we are asking you, O Allah, in a befitting way, according to your shan, Ya Allah, you send salawat and salam on our behalf. From our side, you have commanded us, we don't know how to do it, and we're not fit to do it. So Allah, you send the salat and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then Hazrat Wala rahmatullah alayhi says, Madina ka jughrafiya dekh kar hum ajab haal e qalb aur jigar dekhte hain. That when we see the geography, when we see the atmosphere, when we see the environment, now we have made dua and we begged Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah brought us to this mubarak environment. We are seeing the sunrise, we are seeing the sunset, we are seeing the walls, we are seeing the alleys, the roads, we are seeing the people. We are going to mubarak, Rosa Park of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we see this atmosphere, we find that our heart, then our feeling, we are restless. We are just in a different world. We go into a different trance. And these are the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah bless us with even an inkling of it, even an iota of it, even a little molecule of it. Inshallah, kaam ban jayega. Further, Hazrat Wala rahmatullah alayhi says, Tasawwur mein aata hai jab sabz gumbad, to iman ko garam tar dekhte hain. That is when a person is Madina Sharif. When a person is not even there, the lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Tasawwur mein, when it just comes into the mind, when a person just thinks of Madina Sharif, a person just thinks of the alleys and that atmosphere, and thinks of what Hazrat Wala rahmatullah alayhi said in another couplet, he said that Madina ki nisbat hai qeemat meri, wagar na haqeeqat mein saste hai hum. That my value is because of Madina Sharif, because of the dweller who is there, because of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because of following his footsteps. Otherwise, what am I? Wagarna haqeeqat mein saste hai, we are worthless. We've got absolutely no value. The little value that may be in us is because of our connection with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that is also the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is also the karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us as believers. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us birth in a Muslim home. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with correct aqaid. The aqaid of the Maturidiyah in Ash'ariyah, according to the explanation of the ulama of Dioban, that's the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, where are we? This is the choice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the selection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these lovers of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that tasawwur, just that thought, when the thought of Madina Sharif comes, when the thought of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes, to iman ko garam tar dekhte hai, then we find a different kaif, we find a different condition in our hearts. We find our iman increases. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. That those people who are the believers, they are immersed. They are most steadfast in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When this love comes to the remembrance, just think of Makkah Sharif. We just think of Madina Sharif. We just think of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then we find a different condition overcomes us. A different condition in our iman. Our iman becomes strengthened. It becomes warmed, so to say. Then, بَفَرْتِ مُحَبَّتْ بس شوق نظر ہم مدینہ کے دیوار و در دیکھتے ہیں. ناؤ ان لانگنگ اینڈ ان دیٹ ایگرنس ان دیٹ یرننگ ناؤ وی آر سیئنگ دا ایلیز آف مدینہ شریف, وی آر سیئنگ دا والز, وی آر سیئنگ دا ایٹموسفیئر. وی ناٹ دیر بٹ دا تھاٹ از دیئر آل دا ٹائم, اللہ وین کین آئی ریچ دیئر, اللہ وین کین آئی گو دیئر, وین کین آئی گو ٹو دا مبارک. ایز آور حضرت والا آلویز سیز, ہاؤ فارچونیٹ وی آر دیٹ اینی ادر نیشن, نو بڈی کین سی ٹرولی ویئر دیئر میسنجر, ویئر دیئر پروفٹ ہیز بین بیریڈ. We, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored us. We want to go and make salam to our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A little bit of documentation, a little bit, in a few hours you are there. Right at the jali, right at the gumbad, right at the, in the presence of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَهُوَ فِي قَبْرِهِ حَيِّ. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is alive in his qabr. Now we are there and making As-salatu as-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. We are conveying salams and we are pouring out the heart. How fortunate, that's the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take each and every one of us time and again with the respect of Madina Sharif. With that real true love of Madina Sharif, with that respect of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Hazrat Allah rahmatullahi alayhi says that Abu Bakr, Farooq, Uthman, Haydar, the four Khulafai Rashideen, سیدنا ابو بکر صدیق رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, عمر فاروق رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, حضرت عثمان رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, حضرت علی حیدر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ. تصور میں ہم ان کے گھر دیکھتے ہیں, ان آور مائنڈز ناؤ دیٹ لو از کمنگ آؤٹ, دیٹ لو فار مدینہ شریف, دیٹ لو فار دا صحابہ. وی ٹرائنگ ٹو پکچر وٹ ٹائپ آف, دے ڈن ہیو پلیشیل ہومز لائک اس, دے ڈن ہیو مینشنز لائک, بٹ وٹ ٹائپ آف لائف دے ہیڈ, وٹ ٹائپ دیٹ صحابہ دیٹ rather I die, but I don't want even a thorn to prick Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That nothing should inconvenience my beloved in any way. Now that love is coming to the fore, a person, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam thinking of even the Sahaba, that how much Umar radiallahu ta'ala, sword unsheathed, going to assassinate Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, comes back as a slave and a servant of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What type of people these may have been? What type of a community it must have been? What type of an environment it must have been? Now we're trying to think about that. What type of homes they must have had? How they must have gone to the masjid? What type of environment must they have been in the masjid of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What type of an environment they must have been when they were on the battlefield, when they were answering to the call of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Now all those thoughts are coming to the mind because of the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because of the love of Madina Sharif. Then Hazrat Allah says, جو روزہ پہ حاضر سلاطین ہوئے ہیں تو پندار زیر و زبر دیکھتے ہیں. That all the rulers of the world, the kings etc., when we see them coming to Madina Sharif, when they're coming into the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, پندار زیر و زبر دیکھتے ہیں. That they may be rulers of the world. They may be whatever dignitaries, but when it comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we see that they are so humble. They are so restless. Nobody is there, king and servant, everybody equal. You may be who, but you came into the presence of who? The presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Presence of the greatest creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then in the maqta, Hazrat Wala rahmatullah alaihi says, جو جالی بے صلی علی کہہ رہے ہیں اے اختر انہیں چشمے تر دیکھتے ہیں. Now that lover has reached the threshold of his beloved, is coming to the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is making salam, then we see that the tears are just flowing from their eyes, that the person doesn't even know what to say. And how can we praise Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What words can we say? What words can we bring on our tongue? As Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alaihi said in another couplet, that dictionary is incomplete. The tongue hasn't got the capability. There aren't enough words that we can praise Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now the lover is there, the threshold of his beloved, and you just see the tears flowing from the eyes in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the barakat of our Shaykh, bless us all with it and take us again and again with the true respect and true love of the place and the true love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa. وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد, فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. In this first kitab that we read, where people have asked Hazrat questions for the Islah, to progress spiritually, and Hazrat replies. This person, this alim from Barbados, wrote to Hazrat. Further he writes, یہاں کی اوریانیت اور پھر انہی لوگوں میں دین بھر تجارت رہتی ہے. He says the nakedness there in the western world, how the woman dress, and he does business with them. So he says day and night I'm with them all the time, and all this nakedness, he's doing business, this Maulana. اس لیے نہیں کہہ سکتا کہ بدنگاہی سے مکمل نجات ہے. Therefore I cannot say that I'm 100% safe from lustful gazes, from looking, because the environment is such. Albatta bahut hi koshish karta hu, but however I try very hard, but all the time I'm with them, all the time doing business with them. Hazrat replies, bas jaan ki baazi lagaye tab najat hogi, that you be prepared to give your life, then you won't look at all. And this is something that may Allah make us understand and work towards it, that no matter what happens, we don't break one command of Allah. May Allah give us that himmat and that courage. And also, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, when we make that tawbah, even say to Allah, that Ya Allah, I tried so many times, but when the time comes again, I fail again. Only you can help me. You make me succeed. This nafs of ours, the more you satisfy, the more it becomes stronger, and the more its demands increase. But if you start breaking it, and slowly, slowly, then you will get somewhere. So, though this is a very difficult test, but Hazrat says, be prepared to give your life. And Hazrat's many ash'ar are to that effect, and Hazrat's advice also, that even if my life goes, let it go, but I won't look, and I won't break the command of Allah. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Next he asks, اور حسب ارشاد بکثرت درود پاک مسلسل پڑھتا رہتا ہوں. And Hazrat, as you have advised me, I keep on reading Durood Sharif in great abundance. اور حسب ارشاد حضرت والا رات کو قبل النوم اللہ تعالی سے معافی مانگتا ہوں. And also Hazrat, as you had taught me, that before I go to sleep at night, to ask Allah Ta'ala forgiveness. This is also one very important thing. How many sins we committed in the day which we did not even regard as sins. So we should ask forgiveness from all the sins. What we know, what we don't know. What we remember, what we don't remember. All that. Some things we might be regarding it as jais, but it's a sin. We don't know how many things. So before going to sleep, it's like death. So before dying, make tawbah. If Allah Ta'ala bless us every night, before we go the short, small death, we make tawbah, inshallah, before our main death. Allah Ta'ala will also grant us tawbah, inshallah. Tawbatan nasuha, with of his kindness. Hazrat writes, sahih, correct. That is what you should do and carry on. Further he writes, Allah Ta'ala apni rahmat se deeni mahol ki bood o baash ata farma de. تو زہ قسمت تاکہ ان لعنتوں سے نجات ملے. He says if Allah Ta'ala by His rahmat blesses us with a deeni environment, we live in a pure deeni environment, تو زہ قسمت, then what, how fortunate are we not? What a great favor of Allah to live in a deeni environment. تاکہ ان لعنتوں سے نجات ملے, then we can be saved of all these difficulties and hardships. Hazrat replies and says, deeni mahol mein tasheel zarur hai. That living in a deeni environment where you don't even see other women, you are just all the time masjid, house and nothing else, then there is definitely, it is easy there in that environment. Har mahol mein taqwa faraz hai. But remember that taqwa is faraz in every environment. Whether you are in that other environment where there are only women, you are just the man, or you in the aeroplane, the air hostesses, etc., there also taqwa is farad. Mushkil se na ghabraye. And don't be afraid of these heavy exam papers, these difficult conditions and environments. Jitni mushkil uthayenge, how much more you will take the trouble in that difficult environment to save yourself, halawate imani bhi utni azim naseeb hogi. So much more will be the sweetness of your iman. And we see there are many people like that who are in that environment, but mashallah, how they protect themselves. Many of our youngsters also who are at university where the environment is so against all this, but they protect themselves. So their iman is also according to that value, very high, that value of that iman. Aap wala mad dil lakum ki yaad se bechain rehta hoon. He says that, oh Hazrat, I just remain restless. I want to be in your company. Or Allah Ta'ala says, zarur dua karta hoon. And I make dua also for that from Allah Ta'ala. Ki Allah Ta'ala is ganda ko aap wala mad dil lakum ki khidmat mein tawil arsa ke liye qabool farma kar pahunchaye. That may Allah accept me to stay for a long period in your company, and may Allah Ta'ala grant me that. Hazrat writes, Ameen, Summa Ameen. May Allah accept your du'as and your desire, and may Allah make it possible, inshaAllah. In this kitab, Kashkol-e-Marifat, yeah, Hazrat writes that when making zikr certain ash'ar that are written, which our brother Rashid Qaji had prepared, Thanaya Hamid, There are quite a few ashar written in there, and these are, if a person learns them, and the method which Hazrat has taught us to make zikr with the ashar, and the ashar are not just for some merry tunes or something, but to ponder on the meaning. So we all should try and learn this ashar, and we should also learn the meaning of it, and concentrate on that meaning, and then see that La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, how much more meaningful it becomes and how much more value it has. And also when we are doing the zikr of Ismi Zat, Allah, 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 how much more we learn this ashar, it's very important. And we do our zikr regularly. Also a common condition that overcomes many of us is that we don't find enjoyment in the zikr, which Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali said that make shukr, at least your tongue is engaged in the zikr of Allah. And with shukr, وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, I will increase you and more. And also that the actual object is the zikr, not the enjoyment. So even if we're not getting the enjoyment, but if you get the enjoyment, what to say? But even if you're not getting the enjoyment, the object is the zikr. The object is not the enjoyment. So with this ash'ar, yeah, a few other ash'ar, we'll just read through a few. But otherwise, those which are written there in the kitab, they are with the transliteration and with the translation as well. And those are also sufficient. But yeah, a few that Hazrat has taught us. Har talkhi-e hayat o gham, rozgar ko. That all this talkhi, all these difficult conditions of life and all the sorrows of life, teri mitha se zikr ne shiri bana diya. The sweetness of your zikr has made all these difficulties also sweet. They have made them, the difficulties of life, also sweet. So when a person has that real connection with Allah Ta'ala, may Allah bless us with it, and this will also come by our zikr regularly, continuously, and with punctuality we make our zikr, then we will get that enjoyment and that connection with Allah Ta'ala, in which even the difficulties and hardships of life, Allah makes them also sweet and enjoyable. Another one, har wadi veera mein gulistan nazar aaya. Har wadi veera mein gulistan nazar aaya. Every valley which was uninhabited, there was nothing there, it was desolate, nothing there, but it appeared to be a beautiful garden. When? Qurba mein tere naam ki lazzat pe khudaya, I sacrifice my life on the sweetness of your name, O Allah. That when a person starts getting enjoyment in the sweetness in the name of Allah Ta'ala, taking the name and of Allah, as the Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, forget a person enjoying, he saw those wuzurgs of his, when somebody else is making zikr, they getting enjoyment. What enjoyment they get in taking the name of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. Har lamha hayat guzara humne, every moment of our lives we passed it in such a way, aapke naam ke lazzat ke sahara lekar, taking the support of the enjoyment of your name. That means our whole life, how we passed it, how we managed to go through, by getting enjoyment of taking your name, O Allah. وہ دل جو تیری خاطر فریاد کر رہا ہے. اللہ اکبر. حضرت says that heart which is supplicating, which is begging for you, O Allah, that heart that wants to be with you, that is supplicating and wanting to be with you, اجھرے وے دلوں کو آباد کر رہا ہے. That heart, other people's hearts who are void of anything, it's making those hearts also to be inhabited. When a person makes his zikr with Allah Ta'ala and his connection, and now in his heart, he's crying to Allah Ta'ala that, Ya Allah, give me your love. Oh Allah, connect me with you. And that heart now will connect other people's hearts who are empty of the love of Allah. It will make their hearts also to get full with the love of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And that is why when we go to our elders and our buzurgs, we find that enjoyment in their company, their sweetness, their enjoyment. And when they're making zikr, and then what to say about that? وہ میرے لمحات جو گزرے ہیں تمہاری یاد میں. Hazrat says that those moments of my life which passed in your remembrance, fulfilling your commandments, making your zikr, dua, tilawat, in that namaz which had that concentration with Allah Ta'ala, بس وہی لمحات میری زیست کا حاصل ہے. Those are the moments which are in my bank balance. Like a person, he earned so much, he made so much business, so much he spent, he paid out also. But what has he got left now? What is mine now? After seeing to everything, what is mine? So Hazrat says also, those moments of my life that I spend in your remembrance, that is what is now mine. But all the other things, it came and it went, came and went. But what is left now, that is what is mine. That moments of my life which I spend in your remembrance. As Hazrat also explained, that there were many buzurgs, when you ask them their age also, they say that I'm 2 years old. Though they're old, I'm 5 years old. In other words, that time that was spent in solely in the remembrance of Allah, that is what is going to help a person. And that also we have to see that our intentions all the time, how nafs plays with a person. A person wants to keep roza, then you don't know what is that inside motive. Why are you keeping that roza? Faraz, roza, safaraz, that we all have to keep. There also intention is very important, but especially nafil ibadat. That why am I actually keeping that roza? Hazrat mentions in one place that a person, for example, he's got diarrhea or something wrong with his stomach. So he says, let me keep roza, my stomach will settle down. So then your niyat was just for your health sake. It wasn't for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So many times like that, we have to check our niyat, that why are we actually doing that amal. مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی تیرا درد کیا ہے یا رب تیرے عاشقوں سے سیکھا تیرے سنگ درد پہ مرنا. Hazrat says that I knew absolutely nothing that what was your love. And really, if we have to see for South Africa, my experience, Allah knows better. There are many buzurgs came before Hazrat also, but how Hazrat openly talked about the love of Allah. Before that, we did not even think that there was a thing like love of Allah Ta'ala. We didn't know there is a thing like the love of Allah Ta'ala, and that is what is the most important thing. But we learn from the lovers of Allah how to find, how to give our lives for Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hafiz Makki Sahab, Rahmatullah Alayh, says when he was still young, he was studying in Makkah Sharif in the school, and there were everything for you, for whatever you do, dalil, you must have a proof for everything. So that became his nature also. Then his father told him, go to Saharanpur, and then he stayed there, studied there, he first stayed. Then he met Hazrat, and a young person, like outspoken, and knowing Arabic very well, and with this environment and this in the head for everything, dalil. So he asked Hazrat to become Ba'at. Where is it Sabit? So Hazrat said, nowhere Sabit. You don't have to become Ba'at. So he says, then all this year, this will be becoming all becoming bad, making zikr, all that. Hazrat says, all you have to do is gain the love of Allah. That is for what all this is here. And the love of Allah Ta'ala, then he says suddenly how Allah lifted from his heart everything. And then he realized that what a person has to work for is to gain the love of Allah Ta'ala. And Hazrat went a step further, which Hazrat says that ulama will also put some fatwa on me because of what I'm saying. Hazrat said, even your namaz and roza and zakat, all that is also to develop the love of Allah Ta'ala. The actual object is to find the love of Allah. May Allah bless us all with the true love of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. We were reading the story of the incident. Of that shepherd in the time of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, who in his great love of Allah, but he was ignorant, and so he said many things which are not proper to be said. And then when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam reprimanded him, that true love of his made him run into the jungle screaming and crying that what have I done, how could I have said something like that. And then Allah Ta'ala informed Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that I send you for wasal, to join people, not for fasal, not to separate people from me. He's made an error, correct him. And in that, Hazrat has taken out in the faida, in the benefit of this, holds instance that how a person should speak to people about deen, how he should bring them closer to deen, and how he should win them over. Hazrat writes one place that some person, an alim, wrote to Maulana Thanwi rahmatullah alayh, that I can't cry, I have no tears come, and I feel so sorrowful in my heart that I can't cry, no tears are coming. Hazrat replied in such a way, he says, this regret you're feeling in your heart that you can't cry is more valuable than if you cried. And so just say, then Hazrat our Shaykh writes that, wow, what great these buzurg. They don't make anyone lose hope. That the person who couldn't cry also, for him also, because you are sad, why can't I cry? Why can't I cry? If the tears come naturally, what a great thing. But this you are now sad, why don't my tears come out? Why don't I cry? That sorrow is more, Hazrat said, valuable than that person who is crying also. So this is a great lesson that we have to learn. Faida. Is hikayat se malum hua ke kisi ko nasihat karte waqt ye bhi samajhna chahiye. It is necessary from this instance here that when a person is giving advice to somebody, making bayan, or individually you are encouraging a person to practice on deen, to go out in jamaat, or any aspect of deen you are encouraging him, then you should keep this also in mind, ke mumkin hai wo Allah ke nasdeek maqbool ho. It's very possible that person you are seeing him like that on the streets, on the street corners or whatever, but he might be very, very much accepted by Allah Ta'ala. We don't know the inside condition. Kyunki baaz bande mukhlis aur aashiq hote hai. Because some servants, they are sincere and they have great love of Allah Ta'ala. Aur nafarmaniyon se bilkul mehfooz hote hai. And they are completely, they stay away from disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, totally. Lekin zahiri taur par unke alfaz e adab e uluhiyat ke manafi hote hai. But outwardly, their words are against the respects and adab of the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. Like for example, one person was sitting somewhere and he was saying all the time, teri me kyu manu? Tu mera khuda nahi, main tera banda nahi. Why should I listen to you? You are not my Allah, I'm not your slave. And he's saying this, somebody said, you are saying words of kufr, how can you say that? He says, ask me, who am I addressing? I'm telling my nafs that why should I listen to you? You are not my khuda, you are not my creator, you don't sustain me, you don't give me my needs, I'm not going to return to you, so why must I listen to you? So he's addressing, so many there are such people that outwardly what they are saying, and but inwardly what their condition is by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we don't know. Like we find our ulama of the past, how much they tolerated people who we will just declare bidatis and we write them off. But they tolerated them. And like that we will say now, they, what you call it, they mix with them, they go by them, etc. But eventually they won them over. They kept the peace also, and they did not allow any fitna to come in the town, and they won them over also. And in many other aspects also, how these people had worked. So that is also, people might, what you call it, arguments against you, that why you mix with these people, why you mix with that people, but you're near to, you are true, you want to win them over. In that case, you will win them. So these people here, who have got this condition, but at the same time, you have a proper guide, he wins them over to Allah Ta'ala. اور حضرت موسیٰ علیہ السلام کے لیے اس مجذوب کے اقوال پر بوجہ صاحب شریعت ہونے کے نفس عتاب ضروری تھا. On the other side, موسیٰ علیہ السلام, his شریعت in front of him, the laws of Allah, it was necessary for him to reprimand and correct that person. So that is also one side that you have to keep in mind, that a person has شریعت also, and by the laws of شریعت also. And on the other side, you must have love also and feeling for the people of how to win them over also. A person who can join the two and find the correct with the two, he will win over many, many people. That one, he doesn't, which is simply said that, lathi bina tute or sam phibi mare. That your stick doesn't break and you kill the snake also. Now, otherwise, your stick breaks and the snake also didn't die. So that shouldn't happen. But you should work in such a way that your stick doesn't break and the snake is killed. So that attitude, one side keep Shariat also in mind, and on the other side, like for example, we see so many Jamaats that go, and how they speak to the brothers, how they wean them over, and all. Some many times it happens that it looks like they're doing something against Shariat. But the end result is they won the brother over. And that is the object. But especially for an alim, for a sahib-e-shariat, he has to keep shariat also. That also we have to keep, and we have to see to that also. And this is only the work of great, great ulama and great, great people who can do both those things. Tambiya haq ka maqsad ta'aleem se rokna na tha, to warn him of his error and mistake. Ta'aleem-e haq ka maqsad, the object of warning him of the truth, was ta'aleem se rokna na tha, was not to stop Musa alayhi salatu wasalam from advising that person, but tariqa-e ta'aleem ki islah thi, the method of how to tell the person. You tell the person, how you tell the person, that makes a great, great difference. In many things, for example, a person hasn't got a beard, the one thing is you can just start rattling off so many warnings for the person, and one is you put your hand on his face, you rub it, and you show him love and kindness, etc., and you try and wean him. And there are many other examples also how to wean a person over. For example, a husband wants his wife to be in burqa, in parda. Now he says, one is he orders her, and one is he tells her, I want you exclusively for me only. No, I don't want anyone else to see you. You must be only for me. So in the way, the tariqah, the truth must be taught, but the method also must be correct. So it is a very delicate issue, and this also a person learns when he stays with such buzurganideen, how they operate. One time we were with Hazrat in Makkah Sharif, and Hazrat was speaking very, very strongly about the beard, the importance of keeping the beard. Suddenly three people walked in. Maybe Hazrat knew them or whatever. They did not have beards. Hazrat changed the whole subject. So just to know that for some people, you can tell them direct. And on the other hand, we saw in the Khanqah that there are big government people and people in the army come. and big, big mustaches. Hazrat Haider's machine ready. For some of them, immediately he ordered, take the machine and take off the mustache. There and then. On the other hand, when he was speaking about the beard, he stopped speaking. So to see the occasion, which is very commonly said in Jamaat, that see the occasion, see the person, see the time. Don't just start with any person anyhow. See the occasion, see the time, see the person, and accordingly. Like for example, generally in Jamaat, you don't accept dawahs, you prepare your own food, but or don't make that an issue of fighting also and arguing. Where our elders have explained, to accept a dawah or not accept a dawah is not the object. The object is to, if you win him over by not accepting his dawah, then use that method. And if you're going to win him over by accepting his dawah, then use that method. The object is to win the person over. That is the object, how to win the person over. Faida. Hazrat says, that I say ke mere murshid, Hazrat Maulana Shah Phulpuri, جیسا کہ حضرت عارف رومی رحمت اللہ علیہ نے مثنوی میں ایک دوسری جگہ ارشاد فرمایا. حضرت مولانا رومی رحمت اللہ علیہ, he said in another place that the method must be the correct method to win the person over. The object is not only to tell the law. That is a dunya's person, like lawyers, they will just tell you what is the law. But a real alim knows the law also and how to implement the law also. And how you win the people over and win them and get them on your side, which is not easy and not everyone, and you can't be successful really also in every case. Like for example, you're a mufti, and now there came a masala with an argument between two groups, family people, they're in the business partnership or in the inheritance, how to put it, to keep the shariat also, and how to make both parties happy. That is a very, very difficult thing. But mashallah, we see that our great buzurgs, how they manage this also. And it's not always also, you can't do it, but how in many cases, what big fights were taking place in the town, but how they made sula between the people. Like Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Aus and Khazraj, one time we're at one another's throats, about to fight, how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought peace there immediately. Bas nasihat karte waq, اعتدال کو ملحوظ رکھنا چاہیے. So Hazrat says, when you are giving advice, choose the middle path. Be very careful. Don't be so hard also, and don't be so soft and lenient. اتنا زجر و عتاب نہ کرے کہ مایوسی پیدا ہو جائے. Don't give so many warnings that the person loses hope also. اور حضرت موسیٰ علیہ السلام کے لیے اس مجذوب کے اقوال پر بوجہ صاحب شریعت ہونے کے نفس عتاب ضروری تھا. He had to warn him. تنبیہ حق کا مقصد تعلیم سے روکنا نہ تھا. It wasn't to stop him from telling him the truth, بلکہ طریقہ تعلیم کی اصلاح تھی. How you should tell him. اس لئے جحال صوفیہ کا اس واقعہ سے علماء شرعہ کا نکیر اور اصلاح سے نہ تو گریز جائز ہوگا اور نہ اپنے کو علماء شریعت سے افضل سمجھنا علماء کا برا مقام خدا تعالی کے یہاں. So حضرت says that the ignorant Sufis, that they just allow any and everything to take place. And they criticize the ulama who say this is jais, this is najais. You're not allowed to do this, you're not allowed to do that. They criticize them. That is totally wrong also. The shariat must be maintained also. And at the same time, the implementation of the shariat must be in such a way that you win the people over. And that is a real art of its own. And whom Allah blesses, Allah gives that person that. And Hazrat says that the ulama, the position is really very high by Allah Ta'ala, and there's absolutely no doubt about it. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshallah.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Fazkuruni, azkurkum, ana jaleesu man zakarani, dil mera ho jayik midani hu. Tu hi tu ho, aur mere tan mein bajaye ab gil, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil, غيس بالكله اتجاه نذر توهي توآي نذر ديكو جدر لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم مجھ کو سراپا ذکر بنا دے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا نکلے میرے ہر بنے منہ سے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا اب تو کبھی چھوڑے بھی نہ چھوٹے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا حلق سے نکلے سانس کے بدلے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا اب تو رہے بس تا دم آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 لا الہ إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم ناراي مستانا خشم آيدم تا أبجانا چنيمي بايدم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شانه الله الله اللہ اپنے ملنے کا پتہ کوئی نشاں تو بتا دے مجھ کو اے رب جہاں اللہ اللہ کل من علیہا فان ویبقى وجہ ربک ذو الجلال والاکرام اللہ الحمد لله رب العالمين والآخرة المتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وصل على سيدنا محمد كلما غفل عن ذكر الغافلون اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد كما تحب وترضى عدد ما تحب وترضى اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم نعوذ بعفوك من عقابك ونعوذ برضاك من سخطك ونعوذ بك منك جل وجهك لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك سبحان الله بحمده عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزينة عرشه ومداد كلماته اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك اللهم اجعل حبك احب الينا من انفسنا واهلنا ومن الماء البارد اللهم اجعل حبك احب الاشياء الينا واجعل خشيتك اخوف الاشياء عندنا واقطع عنا حاجات الدنيا بالشوق الى لقائك واذا أكررت أعين على الدنيا من دنياهم فأكرر أعيننا من عبادتك. اللهم نسألك الصحة والعفة والأمانة وحسن الخلق والرضا بالقدر. اللهم احفظنا من كل الفتن ما ظهر من أو بطن. اللهم نسألك فعل الخيرات وترك المنكرات وترك المنكرات وترك المنكرات وحب المساكين وأن تغفر لنا وترحمنا. وإذا أردت بقوم فتنة فتوفنا غير مفتون. اللهم احفظنا من كل الفتن ما ظهر من أو بطن. اللهم اقنا من فتنة الدنيا ومن شر فتنة النساء. اللهم أصل وارحم وتجاوز واغفر واهدي لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اهدي الناس والجان جميعا واجعلنا سببا لذلك. اللهم انصر المسلمين المظلومين في كل مكان وحل المشكلات لجميع المسلمين في جميع العالم. اللهم انصر المجاهدين في سبيلك حقا في كل مكان وغالبهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم ثبت الخلافة الحقانية في جميع العالم. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنت المستعان عليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتوب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم سلمنا لرمضان وسلم رمضان لنا وسلم لنا متقبلا. اللهم بارك لنا في شعبان وبلغنا رمضان وبارك لنا في رمضان. لا إله إلا الله نستغفر الله نسألك الجنة ونعوذ بك من النار. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنت المستعان وليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأهله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب